This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
One Steel. Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea, 855-993-7567. I was talking previously about Almost Holy having a charismatic leader that dealt with homeless street kids. And someone just sent me an email about, and I had mentioned about Covenant House and Bruce Ritter. And someone just sent me an email that as of this week that Covenant House is now being investigated for fraud, that they get some private funding. At one point, they were the most successful fundraiser in America. And because they said, we'll take these street kids and we'll take them off the streets and help them to have good lives and whatever, that isn't exactly what was going on. And now they're saying that they received a grant from the city that they have 4,000 kids a year, and it turns out that they were counting kids who'd come and then left and then come back. So it's about half that. And that they promised to build 76 new beds, and they only built 50. So there's a huge investigation going on right now. I don't know. I would like to assume it's that they're careless rather than nefarious. I don't know. Speaking of things that there are five U.S. banks are sued. There are five banks. Only one of them is U.S. Bank, Bank of America, for rigging a $9 trillion agency bond market. The bad thing about a story like that is that people we trust are behaving in horrifying ways. The good news is that they're being found out, right?
Definitely.
So $9 trillion. The outgoing president, CEO of Time Warner admits asking impossible of employees. That's not what the story is about. Because there were all these mergers going on. He was there for 2.5 years. Guess what his severance package is worth? Just take a guess.
$5 million?
$92 million.
What? That's unbelievable.
I know. I mean, it just makes you understand that people who are the 99 really are onto something. I mean, those two stories together are just alarming. There was a story in today's paper about people who'd been ripped off by Bernie Madoff may actually get something back at some point. I mean, greed is as old as human behavior, but maybe at least we're getting less tolerant of it. I don't know. But $92 million for 2.5 years. And that's a severance package. That doesn't include the salary during that time. Illinois House passes marijuana decriminalization bill. As I said, I'm talking with the National Convention at Hofstra for Talkers Magazine, Talkers Magazine tomorrow. And one of the changes that has occurred on my time on the air is how we view drugs, four different kinds. When I first started, the issue was that pot was a gateway drug, and once you started smoking pot, you were just a small step to cocaine and heroin. Now we have, I think, six states that have decriminalized it, and it's going to be a tide. And let me tell you why. That Colorado is making $1 million a month, and the estimates are in the next 3.5 years they'll be making $1 million a week. Although my favorite story is still the little girl who set up her Girl Scout cookie stand across the street from the first medical marijuana thing. That kid's going to be president. Either that or she'll be rigging a bond market. I don't know, one or the other. So that was number one. And the pot, I mean, the war on drugs has been a huge failure. And it's been extremely expensive, and that most people feel that most crime is directly due to drug. Either people doing terrible things to be able to afford drugs, or people who are running drugs doing all sorts of awful other things. So this is the wave of the future. The three other stories are when I first started on the air, we talked a lot about street drugs. The major drugs of overdose in this country right now are prescription drugs. Did you know that? About 33,000 people a year die from prescription drug usage, overdose.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a huge change. The other two issues are when, it actually was well before I started, but the two drugs that everybody worried about, well, especially LSD, much more than mushrooms. So the idea about LSD was that it was stored forever in your fat, so you could have flashbacks, and it caused all these bad trips and causing people to be suicidal, and it caused chromosome damage and birth defects. Well, it turns out not really the case, and so it stopped any kind of research into what LSD actually did. We know that it affected brain chemistry, but how and why? Because Timothy Leary, who was the one who really was the godfather of the whole movement, who was at Harvard, said this was a way to personal enlightenment. And I actually interviewed Cary Grant at one point, who said that he thought LSD was the best thing since sliced bread, that it really made him understand himself, and that he lost all this anxiety. Had been used previously for people who were suffering from anxiety due to terminal illnesses. All of that stopped. Well, it's now being revived, especially for treatment for schizophrenia. Mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms, are now being looked at as a treatment for depression. So, I mean, our whole attitude in this country toward drugs has radically shifted, and mostly in the last 5 years or so. So, interesting thing.
Definitely.
Speaking of what's old is new again, New York parks are now using goats as chemical-free weed control alternatives. And supposedly, you use goats, not sheep, because being a kid from Colorado, I actually know this, that sheep really eat too much. They eat too far down into the root or something.
Hmm.
So, but the Prospect Park has a wine and cheese reception, so the public can formally meet the goats, which range from Nubian to Angora and pygmy breeds. The tickets have already sold out.
Huh.
I'd go see a goat, wouldn't you?
Oh yeah.
There we go. Apparently, they're really impeccable. The goats seem unfazed by the attention, posing for photos or placidly dozing off in sunny spots on the hill. Speaking of which, of kids posing, I had mentioned that I had met this kid who was one of those beautiful children I'd ever seen. And I met him, I guess, about maybe a year ago, maybe. So he was, at the time, he was maybe 9 months old, maybe a little older than that, closer to a year. And first of all, he was just a gorgeous child. I mean, you know, some kids are gorgeous children, turn out to be gorgeous adults, some not so much, but this was really a gorgeous child. And he was also very well behaved because his mother gave him a smartphone. And this kid, who could not speak yet, could manipulate all the buttons to play a video. I mean, he knew what the arrow was, and he knew how to stop, he knew how to switch them around. And I was very impressed by that kid. He's now... Two things have happened. He's turned into his terrible twos, so he's not quite as charming. But he goes around grinning all the time with his kind of grimace. And I said, well, that's easy. People are always taking his picture and smiling at him. So this is his interpretation of that. It's a little bizarre, but what are you going to do? All righty, 855-993-7569. If you need to call me, now's a good time. I thought we'd talk about today is getting fired. Have you ever been fired, Jacob?
Yes, actually, I have.
Okay, what did you do? Well, when we come back, we'll find out. I had shared that I've gotten fired twice in my life for completely different reasons. And someone has said, you're not an adult until you've been fired at least once. So I guess I'm really an adult because I've been fired twice. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Bob, you are on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Joy. Love the show.
Thank you. How am I to help?
I am going through a separation and a divorce with my wife and of close to 16 years, and I am the surprised spouse in this case, and so I'm surely about to lose ties with what was my best friend, and then also potentially, you know, the house, you know, that probability-wise goes in a particular state may go to the wife and the kids. But I'm an active life in my kids' day-to-day, and that's one of the things that I wanted to talk to you about and get your opinion on in terms of child custody, your thoughts. And then more importantly, I want to – you've given great advice before. Never thought I'd have to ask you to repeat it again to me, but in terms of co-parenting and boundaries and your suggestions on that.
Okay. Let's start with why the two of you are getting divorced. Whose idea was this? It sounds like not yours.
No, it was not mine. I actually called about a year ago, actually, this time. And, you know, I think I've been going to therapy for a bit while now. We had some marriage counseling as well before that. I think at this point there are a lot of developing issues from her background, and I'm not trying to point fingers, but as well as mine, but I just, at this point, I think that those issues are, you know, I guess as they call it, irreconcilable.
Can you give me a hint about what the issue is?
I would categorize it largely as trust and abandonment issues that led to...
On her part?
Yeah.
Why would they come up after 16 years?
I think it was a very good... I mean, part of it was my fault in terms of not noticing, you know, I see where you... sorry, I think there was a traumatic life event, you know, sort of a death of a close relative of hers.
This was recent?
It was 2 years ago. So it was a year before, you know, we had, you know, started seeing a marital council.
So you're feeling that that's what touched it off? Were there any marital issues that you feel are more topical than abandonment issues? I mean, did she feel that you were not sympathetic to her? You were working too much?
That you read things with the leaves very well. It has to do with, I think, emotionally not being there. And it was working, you know, too hard, focusing on not necessarily on the marriage at the point. I mean, it was a very stressful period of both of our lives, and unfortunately, that was the result. And I own up to that as well. But there was never an opportunity to reconcile. I think that there was too much of hurt feelings that just, you know, one partner felt it was just too much. And
all right. How old are your kids?
They are 7 and 9.
Okay. So what stage are the two of you at this moment?
In a amicable type of workout, if you want to call it that, in terms of where we can decide on, you know, the children as well as the assets and all that. And
are the two of you still living in the same household?
Oh, no, we are not.
Okay. How long have the two of you been apart?
A good part of 3 months now, 3 to 4 months.
Okay. I assume she stayed in the house with the kids, yes?
Correct.
Okay. All right, so the specific questions are, how do we do joint custody?
Yeah, I'm a very active, like I'm very much part of their lives, and I want to remain so.
Sure.
I mean, again, it would be my future ideal residency would be a town no more than driving distance 10 minutes away, so that I would like to, 2 week at a time or 3 weeks, you know, kind of have that overnight stay as opposed to the alternating weekends, which.
Okay.
Common.
Is she okay with that? Is she supportive of that?
Yeah, so that's a discussion that we will shortly have. I'm, you know, thinking...
All right. Yeah. All right, let me start with what, if the two of you, and this really requires a fair amount of amicability and trust, which is you're talking about relatively young kids who are very likely going to want to stay in the same school and with their friends and in the same neighborhood. So what works ideally, all things being not only equal but positive, is that you let's say you get an apartment 10 minutes away, the two of you move back and forth, the kids stay in the house. So the first week and the third week of the month are hers, the second and the fourth are yours. So that the kids are disrupted minimally. And whatever arrangements the two of you make during the week are that they can go and visit whomever is at the apartment or do sleepovers or do one-on-one, I mean, all sorts of things. But that is the least disruptive for the kids. They don't have to worry about having two sets of clothes. They don't have to worry about having two sets of friends. They don't have to worry about... It's just a lot less stress on the children, other than the reality that mom and dad are not together. But their environment stays stable. However, as you can hear, I mean, if you think about it, it requires no snooping on either of your parts when you're at the apartment. It requires a certain amount of trust that, I mean, part of it is snooping. Part of it is, I guess it's mostly snooping if you really think about it. And that it means that there don't have to be any instantaneous decisions about selling the house or moving schools or buying, getting a two-bedroom apartment as opposed to a one-bedroom apartment or buying bunk beds or all the kinds of things that happen if you move the kids back and forth and the parents stay stable. So the perfect model is that. I don't know whether the two of you are interested in that, and I don't know if you can sustain it. But there are huge advantages to it, except the two of you have to have two separate wardrobes and maybe two separate sets of friends and whatever. And you have to be respectful of privacy for the other person because you're going to be living in their house, which means, and hopefully, that it, for example, if the two of you were going to date at some point, you're not really divorced yet, and you know me and my one-year rule, but at some point, the week that you have the apartment is the bachelor pad for you or for her. So that's when you have sleepovers not in the house because the kids are in the house and it's their house. So there are a huge number of advantages if the two of you can maintain it and sustain it. And it also means that things like doctor's visits, visits with the in-laws, parties, become very simple because whoever's at the house at that point is the one who's responsible for whatever the issues are at that moment. One of the questions is, can the two of you sustain being apart from the kids a week at a time? Because then you're with the kids a week at a time. There are all sorts of ways of doing that, that Wednesday night is night at the apartment and all sorts of things. But you can hear that if the two of you can do it, it makes a huge amount of sense and is the easy. It's much harder in some ways on the adults, much easier on the kids. I think that's music in the background, so let me put you on hold, and I'll come back in just a minute, and I can get your responses and the other questions. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. Bispa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order Bispa Hand and Foot Cream today at bispa.com. That's BEESPA.com. That's BEESPA.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Bob is going through a tough time in his life. He and his wife of 16 years are separating with the idea of divorce, and he has children 7 and 9, and he's saying, okay, what will work for the kids? And I'm saying, let me just say generally, that kids do okay through a divorce if both parents stay actively involved. And it sounds to me that both of you are well on that path. In terms of the specifics, first of all, what kids want to know is not why you're getting divorced. They don't care about that at all. What they want to know is how it's going to affect them. And so when you and I assume, well, you're not living there anymore, so the kids already know that, yes?
Yes.
Okay. And it's true of basically everything in our life that anytime we feel that we have options, or at least we know what's going to go on, it's like being on at the airport and they're saying we're delayed. Well, if they tell you why you're delayed or how long you're going to be delayed or what's going on, you feel very differently about it than if they just tell you nothing. And our entire life is like that. So the more kids know in terms of how it's going to affect them, they don't care and shouldn't know any of the rest of it. is important. Also, how you deal with communication with the kids, that if the kids ask you about mom, that you explain that she's the one without the mustache, ask her. And if they have questions for you, to come to you about it. But we don't carry messages back and forth. All right, but you can hear that the notion of the kids staying in one place and the parents moving in and out gives some additional stability and familiarity to kids going through a relatively tough time. All right, so comments, questions, whatever.
Given that trust is one of the issues that kind of got us into a situation, I think that it's more difficult. Although I agree it's an ideal situation.
When you say trust, what does that specifically mean?
Oh, specifically just in terms of where you had talked about, if we were to have an apartment where we would switch or alternate.
Right.
So I think we'd definitely want to have, permanent separate residences. So therefore, I would think it would be more of the mom with the children at the home, and then, kind of a separate residence. And
well, I mean, what's the advantage of that as far as you're concerned?
Again,
it's
not
certainly the more common, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's the more useful.
Right. I think it's more, and yeah, it's not a good answer. The more convenient, right, in that sense, and not for the sake of the children, but to the extent that it is based off of, why we have differences to begin with, it doesn't seem to work in a sense where we share a same residence on the alternating weekends, if you will, or alternating weeks, I should say.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know what the specific issues about trust are, and then presumably both of you could have a locked drawer. An awful lot of people don't have landlines anymore, so you don't have to worry about a phone bill outing you. They have cell phones, and you keep your own cell phones. I suppose one of the issues is computers, but you can each have a laptop. I don't know what the issues are, and I don't know if it's... I'm not trying to convince you as much as saying if you're not going to do it, there need to be compelling reasons in your own mind about why you're not doing it, because it is less convenient for the adults, but the adults are the ones who are making the decision, and therefore being a bit gentler with the kids in the long run may benefit you, even though it is less convenient in some ways, not necessarily for the adults.
No, I completely understand where you're coming from, Dr. J. I think at some point it's also, more of wanting to have or we're liking to have your own place, right? Because in terms of how it's going to be, kind of done, how the drapes look, the curtains, kind of utensils, that type of stuff, that it is more like a hotel, ends up being more like a hotel, kind of like you're still shared in that sense. But,
Well, unless the two of you go out and pick out the stuff together, so in the same way that you did the house to begin with. But, I mean, you're not convincing me, but you don't have to convince me, and I don't really need to convince you. I'm just saying that we may not agree on the curtains. Well, so you have whatever. All right, what else?
So I wanted to get your thoughts on. So I think you touched on it already in terms of co-parenting, in terms of, well, mom's the one without the mustache, and go ask her. So I definitely get no messenger. Totally agree with that. What if you have two different types of parenting ideals? So, and assuming that you have different times. Yep.
Okay, that one's relatively easy, because even when you were living under the same roof, the basic rule of thumb is the parents seldom agree, because they're different sexes, they're sometimes different ages, they came from different backgrounds, they were obviously raised by different people. So the deal about parenting is whoever gets there first is the one who determines. And if the child says, well, but mom doesn't do that, say, I'm the one with the mustache. If you've got an issue with mom, talk with mom about it. This is the way I do it. And that's an issue with parents who are very happy with each other, are very willing to compromise with each other. Kids are very good at playing differences off between adults. And the way to withstand that and not encourage it is just to say, whoever gets there first. So if a kid comes and says, can I stay up late and watch television? The typical response is, what did your mother say? which is not a bad response, but say that you can do it. Or I mean, when the two of you are in the same household, it's what did your mother say? And quite often the issue is ask you. And if that's the truth, then you're allowed to determine it. If the issue is you're at different households, well, at mom's house we get to stay up and watch Jeopardy. You're not at mom's house. It's really very straightforward.
So I have two boys. So I'm just wondering in terms of so maybe it goes along the same lines you just mentioned. And so I just wanted to clarify. So if it's two boys, in terms of raising them, in terms of sensitivity, how they approach things, you would go along the same lines in terms of, well, we're raised differently, we can teach differently, and they get
yeah, and say, yeah, that's okay. This is how you're going to be raised as kids, and the nice thing about adulthood is you get to choose for yourself. And you could talk with me or even say to a kid, to a 9-year-old, well, mom does this and that, tell me what makes sense to you. Which doesn't mean you have to go along with it, but at least you're hearing their thought processes, which is enormously useful in dealing with kids or anybody else. And then you can say, well, let's try this or let's try that. I mean, it just the issue is you don't get into a competition about who's the better parent, who's the more lovable parent, who do we like best. And they will do everything they can to do that. And they're relatively young, but they've got the teenage years within sight. And if you think they are manipulative now, just wait 5 years. I mean, it's all going to hit the fan. But that's okay. I mean, we did it to our parents as well. And one of the ways of raising your kids is remember how you were raised and what worked, what didn't work, what you value, what you didn't value. It doesn't work 100% of the time, but it works more often than anything else.
If I can ask you one more question, Dr.
Sure.
Before you go. And thanks for all your advice. It's sound.
Sure.
Is in terms of picking up on signs as well. So, I think that they seemingly are quite resilient at the moment.
Yeah.
In terms of future going forward, especially heading on towards those teenage years, in terms of acting out, and what would you say to them, or what should I say to them, or be on the lookout, kind of during this, very...
You mean in terms of their behavior?
Yeah, in terms of the behavior and how I should address it with them and say, it's okay, express your emotions, it's okay to tell me how you feel, going through all those things.
I mean, what you can say is that I'm sad about this too, that sometimes people are sad. Sometimes think about your friends, that you had a friend in kindergarten that you really liked, and then the two of you just didn't like each other anymore. Let me just tell you a thing not to say, which is mom and dad used to love each other. We don't love each other anymore, but we both love you. Because the obvious syllogism is, okay, they used to love each other, now they don't. Now they love me. How long before they don't love me either? So that's not the way to do it, but the way of explaining that people change, that you used to like Jeremy because he really had a great bike, and then you got your own bike and you didn't care as much. I mean, talk with them in ways that make sense to them.
Okay.
All right. Is there a specific question that you wanted me to...
Oh, no, I was just thinking in terms of how children act out on each other because they're siblings as well. They might get into fights. They might get anger.
Well, that's a different issue. That's independent of a divorce, other than their stress level may go up a little bit. But that sibling rivalry is exactly what it says. It's one of the few psychological terms that is actually straightforward. It says that they share a parent, or at least one, and that they are competing for parental attention. So the thing to do is, if at all possible, ignore. I mean, you've got kids who are 2 years separate. Let me put you on hold. We'll come back and I'll walk you through this a little bit. All right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to RichMoneyRich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to RichMoneyRich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to RichMoneyRich.com. That's RichMoneyRich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-900-0684.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs with no hassle. Never have to clean your machine by hand again. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-900-0684. That's 1-800-900-0684.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great, 855-993-7569. We're talking with Bob, who's going through a difficult time in his marriage, which is essentially deteriorated, and trying to deal with 7-year-old and 9-year-old. And we talked about sibling rivalry. Can you give me an example that's relatively recent that we can look at?
I think what happens is we'll be playing a game or whatnot, and one's on a cell phone playing a game while we're playing, you know, a board game. Let's just say the other one, it will just say, "Hey, I told you to stop it. You should be focusing on a game." The other one doesn't listen, and then they all of a sudden.
All right, so wait a minute. Back me up a little bit. They're playing a game, and what happens?
They're playing a board game.
Right. Are they playing with you or just each other?
Oh yes, no, they're playing. Yeah, they're playing with myself and my other son.
Okay.
And then the other one is not his turn, so he'll basically look at the iPad or iPod or whatever, and they're playing something else or looking something else up. And the other one just seems like they want to give or, you know, kind of be controlling in some ways and saying, hey, you shouldn't be doing that, or, you know, don't do that because it's, you know, you were playing this game. I don't want you to do that, so put that down. And the other one doesn't listen, and then they kind of get into it. And
so why wouldn't you just stay out of it?
No, it's what I try to do because I
No. There's not trying. There's doing or not doing. And it can be irritating as the very dickens. So the alternative, which is a perfectly viable alternative, when the kids start bickering and it's driving you nuts, and your tendency to say, all right, cut it out, just walk away. Because you, let me tell you what happens. One of them starts on his iPad. The other one says, stop it, I don't want you to do it. And they start bickering, and you ignore it for 3 seconds. All right, here, let me tell you the King Tim Ho story, which you've probably heard before, but it's absolutely relevant here. King Tim Ho was the name of the Irish setter that Nixon had when he was in the White House. I grew up with Irish setters. They are beautiful dogs. They are not very smart. They're not the sharpest knife in the kennel. And so the dog came in to the Oval Office, was scratching the carpet, and Nixon said, cut it out. Dog didn't stop. Scratch again. Nixon says, stop. Finally, the dog scratched a third time. Nixon opens the bottom door of the Oval Office, tosses the dog a bone, at which point Henry Kissinger says, congratulations, you just taught him to scratch 3 times, you'll toss him a bone. So you're willing to ignore the dog scratching the first 2 times, the kids bickering the first 2 times. But they know it's only a matter of time until dad blows up. And then what happens is, well, he started it. Well, no, he started it. He can't tell me. And then you're in the middle of it. So the thing to do is ignore it, and when you feel yourself with a slow burn, walk away. Now, remember the definition of sibling rivalry, which is competition for parental attention. If you're not there, there's nothing to compete for. And what you'll notice is when you do walk away, assuming that sooner or later you've done this, one hopes, they'll stop bickering. Because the reason, the goal, the point has just been made moot. So all you have to do is ignore it. And ignoring kids bickering is a very hard thing for a parent to do. So walk away.
So you don't think that this, my current situation, has or may have a direct, you know, kind of influence?
It may have exacerbated it, sure. I mean, they're more stressed. But the point is, whether the situation is exacerbated or not, you don't want to further exacerbate it by responding to it, because that buys you nothing.
Okay.
All it does is teach them, congratulations, scratch 3 times, you get a bone. That we can drive dad absolutely crazy, and one of them will cry, and one of them will pout, and it just, I mean, there's no good alternative when you realize what the scenario is, which is competition for parental attention. Everybody would rather be praised than punished. They'd rather be punished than ignored. Therefore, by definition, 2 things. Ignore the negative behavior and encourage the positive behavior and make it really clear what the positive behavior is ahead of time. You can't do it in the middle because then it's, well, he did it and she did it. And then you'll get them being competing to be better, and that gets you right back in the soup. But saying, when you guys play quietly and nicely, I will play with you. The moment you start bickering, I'm walking away.
Mm. Okay.
Or when you guys can play pleasantly on a board game, we'll let you go and find, when you get 3 of those sessions, you can each go and you can make a chart. You know, then on this day we did this when we were playing Hooks and Ladders. I don't think it's called Hooks and Ladders. It's called Something and Ladders. Shoots and Ladders. Yeah.
That was the game we were playing, Dr. Joy.
See, I know. Some days I'm just attuned. All right, so Shoots and Ladders. And when you've done it for, you know, and then we did it, and then we were playing War and we didn't fight. So now we've got 3 stars, so we get to go and buy another game. Or we get to play charades or something. So ignore the negative and reinforce the positive and make sure that they know which is which. And be consistent.
Okay.
Which is basically the basic rules of life for all parenting.
But, okay.
And yeah, I mean, make sure that you and your wife's guilt about the divorce doesn't make your parenting so bizarre that you're really teaching them really negative behavior, because that's really hard for them to recover from, and that's it's in some ways, it really is self-indulgent. You have to think about what you're doing, and that's the difficult thing about being an adult as opposed to a kid, but you still got to do it. All righty?
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. 855-993-7569. All right, Jacob, I've got, what, a minute and a half here?
Yep.
All right, so what can I do for a minute and a half? Do we have an email that I can do really quickly or not?
I don't
probably
think
not without giving
ones.
You
no.
a whole lot of... All right, let's see if there's anything here. Well, there's a scary thing talking about antibiotics, but people have been saying that for years.
Mm.
I sort of grew up in that context where my pediatrician, I'm one of six kids. And so whenever I would get anything, they would do two things. They would hospitalize me, which meant I was in the hospital for, like, measles and mumps and which was the basic rule of don't get sick. And number two, antibiotics for everything, because they were relatively new. And then you develop resistance, and you get superbugs. So, but people have been worrying about that for a long time. Of all the things we have to worry about, that doesn't seem to me even on the top list. But... Some biologist somewhere has decided that his mom needs to see his name in print, and so we're doing that story. I know. There's the world, the news really, to a very large extent, counts on fear. And
yeah.
All of us need to remember that. It's one of the reasons why we always put up a good news story every day. And some of the terrible stories I don't even share with you because I'm thinking, why do I want to add the overall sense of misery? As I said, for about a year and a half of my life, I actually worked for, I did a news magazine story. And I was very grateful that they gave me the opportunity. But what I do, in theory, makes people feel better. And news makes people miserable. So I opted out. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have dry hands or itchy, peeling skin? Are your cracked feet in need of a makeover for sandal season? Hi, my name is Diane Cook, the creator of B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream. B-Spa is all natural, 16% beeswax, marigold extract, and other essential oils and nutrients. B-Spa is great for exceptionally dry hands and feet, but B-Spa can be used anywhere on the body. I am sure you will see a difference overnight. B-Spa is the only cream you will ever need. The convenient 2.5-ounce size jar travels nicely and a little goes a long way. B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream costs $29.99. Use promotion code 101 for free shipping. Order B-Spa Hand and Foot Cream today at bespa.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com. That's B-E-E-S-P-A.com.